Hello, my name is Jim Benham with the Wisconsin Council of the Blind and Visually Impaired, and this session is Amazing Apps. Before we get started, I wanted to tell you a little bit about the Council. Our mission is to promote the dignity and empowerment of the people of Wisconsin who are blind or visually impaired through legislative advocacy, vision services, and education. We were founded in 1952 and are governed by people who are blind or visually impaired. The Council is a nonprofit agency located in Madison, Wisconsin. Our vision services team provides one-on-one and group rehabilitation services to those with vision loss. Our Sharper Vision store sells a variety of products which can assist individuals who are blind or visually impaired. Currently, the store continues to ship orders and take orders via phone and online. If you'd like to learn more about the Council and our services, we invite you to visit our website at wcblind.org. So, this session is about apps. So, next to me I have a plate of cheese, and I've got some salami. Oh, wait, not those apps. Smartphone apps, that's what we're here to talk about today. Okay, yeah, that's it, smartphone apps. So yes, we'll be talking about a variety of different apps and what they can do and how they can benefit you as an individual who is blind or visually impaired. And we'll be demonstrating some apps as well. Before we get started, we're gonna talk about a couple different, what I call, like to say, Zoom etiquette. And so first of all of you have been muted so far, and we will unmute people later in the session, and so people can ask questions and have some input. But just to get the background noise out of the way, for the time being, everyone has been muted. Also, this session has been recorded, or is being recorded, I should say. And so if you chime in with a question, you will probably find your voice in the recording later on. So just please be aware that the session is being recorded. Finally, we will be providing a handout. So if you are attending the session today, I have your email address, and I will be sending out a handout with all the names of the different apps that we'll be talking about today. So no need to try and scribble down notes and get spellings exact right or whatever, because some of these app names are a little bit weird and hard to figure out. So no need to try and do that today. I'll be sending out a handout which lists all the different apps that we'll be discussing. And you can learn more about those apps from the handout, and I'll have links to the different stores and the costs and all the different stuff. So no need to take notes. Just sit back and kick back and enjoy. The final thing I'll say before we get started into the actual app demonstrations is this is meant to be an overview. So this is meant to kind of give you an overview of some of the different apps that are out there. Kind of let you know that they exist, and it's really not meant to provide a detailed training on the apps. We're going to go through a lot of apps. We're going to go through them pretty quickly. We're not going to go through exactly how to use them and all the features that they have. The Council does offer 101 technology training, and this is a fee-based training. So if you are interested in learning more about an app or learning how to use an app, that is a service we can provide, and we can even provide that service remotely if you'd like. We've done quite a bit of work over the last couple months in training people to use apps remotely over the phone or over Zoom or a couple different ways. So, you know, today's session is really meant to be an overview, kind of just a general what's out there, what's possible. But if you want to learn more, you can check out the app for yourself. Like I said, there will be links in the handout. But if you want some one-on-one training, that is a service we provide, so please contact us. You can go to our website, wcblind.org, and learn more information about that. Or you can give us a call, 608-255-1166, and I'll give that phone number again at the end of the session. This is just meant to be kind of an overview of what apps are out there and what's possible. So, before we get into the actual apps, let's talk a little bit about accessibility and how you can access these devices. So we're going to be talking about both Apple products and Google products today. So those are kind of the two big phone manufacturers out there. There are several other people who make phones, but a lot of them run the Google operating system known as Android. So we kind of put phones in two categories. Either they're Apple phones, like iPhones or iPads, or they're Android phones. And Android phones can be made by Google, but they can also be made by companies called like Samsung or other different companies out there that make these devices. So we're going to be talking about apps that run on both iOS, which is the operating system from Apple, which iPhones run, and also be talking about Android apps as well. So most of the apps we'll be talking about today run on both Android and Apple. So we'll talk about some apps at the end that only run on one platform or the other, but we'll be talking about those two operating systems primarily. And the good news for those of us who are blind or visually impaired is that these operating systems have built-in accessibility features on them. So as someone who's blind, we have built-in screen readers. And these are touchscreen devices. Many of these are touchscreen devices. So you need to be able to touch the screen and perform different gestures to operate these devices. But if you're totally blind, you've got screen readers that are built in. If you're low vision, you've got screen magnification. You can make the text bold. You can change the background colors. You can do a variety of different things to make these devices accessible to you. So on Android devices, the screen reader is called TalkBack. So TalkBack is built into pretty much every Android device, every Android phone. And the magnifier is called Magnifier. Very creative name, I know. Somebody wasn't thinking very creatively there, but hey, that's okay. But the magnifier, these are both built into almost every Android phone. I say almost every because some Android phones use a custom operating system. But almost all Android phones have TalkBack and Magnifier built into them. You can simply go into the operating system and turn these features on. So nothing you have to download, nothing you have to buy. They simply have this capability built in. On the Apple side of things, so on iPhones and iPads, the screen reader is called VoiceOver. And VoiceOver is a screen reader that reads all information on the screen. And the magnification system is called Zoom, Z-O-O-M, kind of like the meeting client here, but it's a little different. And Zoom allows an individual to magnify the text on the screen, to change the background colors, and do many things that help individuals with low vision. So again, these are built into the operating system. They're things that can be invoked, just turned on under the accessibility settings. So we're going to be working with VoiceOver on an iPhone today. Simply because I have the iPhone connected to the Zoom meeting and set up so that you can hear what's going on the phone. So just to demonstrate these accessibility features real quick, if I touch the screen here, it's going to tell me what app that I'm touching.
Photos.
Okay. It tells me I'm touching Photos. Okay. I can flick my finger to the right and I can move the next icon.
Camera. Weather.
Okay. And then if there's an app that I want to go into and that, I just double tap on that app and it opens that app.
Weather. Madison. Cloudy. 61 degrees. Friday. Mostly cloudy. High 69. Low 55.
Okay, and then we can move through and get an hour-by-hour forecast if we want, or see what the forecast is going to be for the upcoming days.
Hourly for 12 p.m., 1 p.m., 2 p.m. Mostly cloudy.
I can also touch 66
degrees. Sunday, partly cloudy, high 82, low 64.
Gotta love summertime. So these are just basic gestures that I'm using on an iPhone with the VoiceOver screen reader. And again, this is something that's built into the phone, and it's just a feature that I turn on. So when I buy a phone, as a person who's blind, I don't buy a special phone or have to do anything special. I simply buy the phone and turn on VoiceOver. And VoiceOver remains on until I turn it off. So I'm going to be going into these different apps today. And there's nothing I have to do to enable the app with VoiceOver. VoiceOver kind of just acts like it's like a little parrot sitting on my shoulder and reading the information aloud as I go through the different apps. So the apps we're talking about today are accessible. Not all apps are accessible. Sometimes you'll go into an app and you'll hear graphic or button and you have no idea what the button is for. But most of the apps we're going through, all the apps we're going through today are pretty much all accessible. And it's one of the reasons we chose these apps. So the other thing I'll say about apps is there are many, many, many apps out there. And many apps do a similar function, perform a similar function. So I may be talking about an app to do something today, and you say, oh, yeah, I've used an app to do that same thing. And I've used a different app. That's great. That's terrific. These are just apps that I've selected to perform various tasks and to go through different things. And I know that there are other apps out there that will do similar things. One of the reasons that I tend to pick the apps that I do is that they're simple and have a simple user interface. Some of these apps you load up and they just have so many different buttons and controls and switches and gadgets, and it's just like, okay, I want my app to be like a tool. I want it to do what I want to do. If I want it to read a book, or if I want to take a picture, or if I want it to listen to a radio station, I want it to be simple and fairly easy to use. So one of the reasons that I select the apps that I do is they've got a pretty clean user interface, meaning there's not a lot of extra stuff going on the screen. not to say that all of them are really simple, because there are a lot of stuff happening and different functions and different things you can do. But I tend to use apps that are fairly simple. But you know, if you have an app that's performing one of these functions and you like it and it works for you, that's great. That's terrific. I kind of look at it like, you know, going to the grocery store. Some people go to the grocery store in a truck. Some people go to the grocery store in a Lamborghini. It doesn't matter how you get to the grocery store. You know, the fact that you can get to the grocery store, that's the important part. So there are many apps that do similar things. Some are more accessible than others. Like I said, the ones we're looking at today are pretty accessible and pretty usable. You know, but if you have other apps that work for you, that's terrific. So we kind of put our apps in a bit of kind of categories here, and I put them into different categories that do different things. And the first category I want to talk about is reading books. So accessing books. And this is an area that those of us who are blind or visually impaired are really lucky, because there are so many different apps out there that allow us to get access to books. You know, 20 years or so ago, the only way you had books is, you know, got some stuff from the Library for the Blind once in a while, you know, Braille magazines or large print magazines or large print books. And it was much more difficult to get access to books. But nowadays, with smartphones, there are so many different ways to get access to books. So I'm going to show you one way that is a kind of a specialty app. It's really designed for people who are blind or visually impaired. And then I'm going to show you one mainstream option as well. And like I say, there are many apps out there in this category. There are many apps that will allow you to read books. The first one I'm going to talk about is Bard Mobile. So Bard Mobile is an app from National Library Service for Blind and Visually Impaired. And the NLS Bard is for Braille and Audio Reading Download, I guess is what it stands for. I think that's what it stands for. But basically, Bard is a way of downloading books from NLS. And it's a way of getting those books right onto your phone. So it used to be that NLS would send out through their network libraries, for example, we've got the Wisconsin Braille and Talking Book Library in Milwaukee. So it used to be that these libraries would send out books on tape, and then it became books on cartridges. Well, in addition to getting the books through the mail, you can also download the books directly to your device. You know, you say, hey, I want to read a book by so-and-so. You can download the book directly to your device. You don't have to call the library and request that book and have it sent to you and wait the time. You can now just get on the Bard website and find a book you want and download it to your phone and listen to the book. Now, there are other devices that will play books from Bard. There's Victor Reader Stream, for example, and there's a couple other products that will play Bard books. You can download a book to a Bard to a computer, a Bard book to a computer, but then you have to transfer it to another device. But the iPhone apps really simplifies that whole process. It allows you to browse the library and find books that you want, and then immediately download that book right to your phone and listen to it right on your phone. So we're going to go into the
Page 2 of 6. Page 3 of 6.
Yes, I have 6 pages of apps. I have lots of apps. It's, this is my phone here, so you're going to hear lots of different stuff, but that's okay. It's a live demonstration as these things happen. So I'm going to touch the Bard Mobile app here.
Bard Mobile.
Here's the Bard Mobile app. Okay. And I'm going to double tap to go into that app.
Bard Mobile. Becoming. Heading.
Okay, so this is the book we're currently reading, Becoming by Michelle Obama. So NLS has a wide variety of books that are read by some incredible narrators. And some of the books recently they're getting are books that have commercial. They're books that are commercially recorded. But many books in their collection are recorded by narrators who are volunteers. But they are fantastic narrators, and they just have a wide variety of fiction and nonfiction books. By the way, this is all free. There's no charge to become a patron of the Wisconsin Braille and Talking Book Library. You do have to be blind, visually impaired, or have a physical disability which precludes you from reading. But this app is free. The services are all free. So there's no charge. I'll try and mention app prices as I go through these as well. It's a good thing to know. This is all free. So there's no charge for anything we're looking at right now. So I've got different tabs across the bottom here.
Bookshelf
tab.
Stores. 1 of 4.
Different books that I've downloaded.
Get books. Tab. 2 of 4.
Which is the way I actually download books. From my wish list or from most recently added, or there's a couple of different categories I can browse by title and a couple of different things.
Settings tab.
Settings
selected. Now reading.
Okay.
Tab.
So
4 of 4.
So now reading is the kind of the player screen. So we've got different controls here, very similar to the controls that you'd have if you're using a talking book player, a cartridge player from NLS. The controls are very similar. You've got rewind buttons, and you've got a sleep timer, and you've got a couple of different things here.
Play.
So I just touch the play button here and I double tap that.
There is no handbook for incoming first ladies of the United States. It's not technically a job, nor is it an official government title. It comes with no
stop.
Okay. So that's the book actually being read by the author, by Michelle Obama. So that's kind of a cool thing to hear books read by their author. And this is actually a commercial audio book that I was able to obtain from Bard. And I love listening to books read by their author. It's always a really interesting thing to hear that. So this is just another way of getting books. Like I say, Bard has books. They've got magazines. They've got a foreign language collection. They're always adding new titles to their collection. And it's a great, easy way of getting books right onto your iPhone and reading books. The app is very easy to use. It's very clean. You know, there's a rewind button here. I can also, certain books, I can move around the book. So I have a cookbook, for example. A cookbook's not something you're going to read from beginning to end. The app has controls that allow you to skip around the book and move around different places and move through the book if you want, different headings and other different things. So it's a really great app, and it's really easy to use, and there's lots of different titles out there. So we're going to close this app.
Bard.
And now we're going to talk about an app that is commercially available, and that is Audible. So Audible is a service. Actually, it's part of Amazon, so they've got another wide variety of books as well, this is a commercial service. So the app itself is free. There may be a charge for using the Audible service, however. So there's a couple different ways you can get Audible books. You can buy books individually, or you can have a monthly subscription, which I think it's $13.95 a month or something in that range. That allows you to get access to one book a month, and you get different credits. You can use a credit to buy a book. So Audible is a really nice service for reading books. The thing I love about Audible is books come out the same day as they're published in print. My father and I read many of the same authors, And so, you know, a lot of times a book will come out, he'll start reading it, he'll get it in print, and I'll get the book from Audible on the exact same day, and then we can be reading the same book at the same time. So, and Audible, again, uses some tremendous narrators. They've got some actors and some other different people. And some books even have multiple narrators that play different parts of different characters, which is always kind of interesting. It's like a performance. It's really cool to listen to. And there's a really wide variety selection of fiction and nonfiction books on Audible. So let's look at the app real quick here.
Audible.
There we go. Audible.
Audible. Titles. Heading.
So I'm in my library right now here. I'm going to go through my library.
Search. Selected. All titles. Masked Prey. By John Sanford.
Okay. That's Masked Prey.
Finished.
By John Sanford. It tells me I'm finished because I've already read that book, but it's still in my library.
Menu. The Hangman's Song. By John Sanford.
Okay. Masked
Menu. The Rooster Bar. By John Grisham.
Okay.
Finished.
Rooster Bar by John Grisham.
Menu. Audible Original. Menu. Camino Winds. By John Grisham.
Okay.
Finished.
Okay, so you see I've got a lot of books in my library here that I've actually finished. I'm showing me books that are in my library. So
actions available.
I need to download some other books, but if I wanted to read all these
books,
I
would have finished. Camino Island. Menu. Rogue Lawyer. By John Grisham.
Here's one that I don't think I've finished yet.
11 hours. 18 minutes.
Okay, so it tells me the length of the book, so I know that. So I'm going to double check.
Actions available. Rogue Lawyer.
Okay.
Ready to play.
Okay, it's ready to play.
Button. Rogue Lawyer. The Whistler.
This is Audible.
By John Grisham.
Penguin Random House Audio presents Rogue Lawyer by John Grisham. Read for you by Mark Deakins.
Okay, so we get the idea it's going to start playing.
Part 1.
I'm going to start playing the book here. So, you know, it's pretty easy to find the title and tap that title and download it to your library and just start playing it. It's a really, really cool service. And the Audible app is really easy to use. The other thing I really like about Audible is I can start listening to a book on the app if I'm on a bus someplace or wherever. And then when I get home, I can use the Amazon Echo to continue listening to that book. So I can listen to books because the Echo is an Amazon product. I can continue listening to books on the Echo and listen to Audible books that way as well. And it syncs your play. So if you listen to a book on the app, you know, the first hour of it on the app, then you tell the Echo to start playing the book. It's going to start playing from the same place that you left off on the app, which is really cool and a really neat way to access books. So that's a fun way to read books and access books. Another way to access information is through a service called NFB Newsline. And NFB Newsline is more for newspapers, and television listings. This is another thing that is available for people who are blind or visually impaired. It's from the National Federation of the Blind, and NFB puts just a wide variety of newspapers, TV listings, and all sorts of different things on their Newsline service. And Newsline can be accessed over the phone, so you could dial a phone number and use your touch tones to navigate newspapers and other different things. You can also play Newsline on a couple other different devices. But one of the great ways that I found to access it is using an app on the phone called the NFB Newsline. And again, I'll mention this app is available on both iOS and Android. So if you want to, if you're on Android and you want to access Newsline, you can do that as well. All these apps we've discussed so far are available on all these platforms, on both platforms. So NFB Newsline is a great way of accessing newspapers and all different, you know, sections of the newspapers, including they've got the sales flyers from the grocery stores, you're finding out what's on sale. You've got obituaries, you want to read that kind of stuff. They've got the sports section, the headlines, all the kind of stuff you'd find in a newspaper, but available in electronic format. So I'm going to go ahead and put up NFB Newsline here.
Uber. NFB Newsline.
NFB Newsline.
NFB Newsline. NFB Newsline Mobile.
Okay.
Heading.
So we'll flick through the different sections here.
Publications.
Okay, publications, button. Which is the newspapers and all that kind of stuff. We'll talk about that in a second.
TV listings.
Okay.
Button.
TV listings. This is, I found, is a really, really great way to find out what's on TV. If you use cable or use satellite or something like that, you can set it up with your location and your provider. And it's a really easy way to figure out, you know, what's going to be on Channel 9 coming up, or what's going to be on HBO coming up, or CBS, and all of the different things. You can flick the different channels, and you can tap on a channel, and you can see the upcoming schedule. So it's a really, really neat way of accessing TV content. So if you're into TV and watching different TV shows, you want to know when your show's coming on, this is a really easy way to do it.
Weather.
Okay.
Button.
So we can get our local weather. It's kind of a really, really detailed forecast. And if we don't want to use the weather app, we can use the weather here as well. So that's also available. So let's go back to publications.
TV list publications.
Okay.
Button.
We're going to go to publications.
Your favorites.
Okay, so this is my favorite. So this is newspapers that I've set up that I want to read. Now, I could go in and browse all newspapers if I wanted to. And NFB has newspapers from all different states, and also have some content from around the world as well. So, you know, nothing says I can't go read newspapers from Texas. So I can't read newspapers from, you know, Washington State or wherever, you know. I actually used to live in Boston, so I actually still follow the Boston paper once in a while and like, glance through the different Boston sections of the Boston paper to kind of see what's going on. So we'll see some of my favorites here.
Boston Globe 05/22/2020.
So you'll see that that has today's date on it, which means that's the today's edition of the paper. So.
C. Chicago Tribune 05J. Janesville Gazette 05/20.
Janesville Gazette. So there's, you can see there's even some smaller town papers. I think Wisconsin has, you know, I think the Appleton Press Gazette is available on Newsline. And a couple other different newspapers are from small towns are available as well.
M. Milwaukee Journal Sentinel 05/22/2020.
Okay, so this is the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. So let's take a look at today's edition of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. So I'll go into that.
Remove this publication from your favorite current issue. 05/full paper.
Okay.
Button. Announcement 1 articles.
Okay.
Button.
So announcement.
Business 3 articles.
Okay, so it's like business 3 articles.
Business Online 3 articles. Communities Online 1 features 4 articles.
Okay, so there's the features.
Life Online 2 articles.
Features
4 articles. Features concert lineup nearly wiped out for Summerfest Amphitheater. Concert lineup nearly wiped out for Summerfest Amphitheater by Pete Levy. Milwaukee Journal Sentinel May 22nd, 2020.
Okay, so this article.
Heading level 3.
And
Katerina Benzova.
Okay, so we can read through this article, or we could use a command here to skip to the next article.
Milky Way Drive-In debuts Friday. Milky Way Drive-In debuts Friday by Chris Foran. Milwaukee Journal Sentinel May 22nd. New concert announcements May 20th. New movies on demand by Foran. Heading not found.
That's the end of the articles in that section, so we can go back to a previous section if we want.
Sections. Back button. Section. Life Online News 42 articles.
Okay, so this
button.
A lot more articles.
News
article. Okay,
sections.
So
back button.
Go through here.
Headings. News. Heading. 12-year-old girl injured when bullet enters home. 12-year-old girl injured.
I'm not sure why it's reading each title twice, but it's doing that right now. But so this is just it's just a kind of an overview. Show you, you know, Newsline. There's lots of different papers here. There's lots of different newspapers. There's lots of different content, and it's all current stuff. So, you know,
and
you know, you can be on your bus to work or wherever, and you can read the same paper as the person sitting next to you. So it's a great way of accessing content and reading information and knowing what newspapers are out there, TV listings. You know, Newsline has a lot of information, and this app makes it really easy to access that information. You can sign up for Newsline the same way you sign up for BARD, actually. If you contact the Wisconsin Braille and Talking Book Library in Milwaukee, if you're a Wisconsin resident, they can help you get signed up for Newsline and also sign up for the Braille Audio Reading Download Service. So those are available by contacting them. And if you're not currently receiving services from them, you have to fill out an application. But that is available as well. So another app for getting news is called Smart News. And this is a mainstream app. And there's, you know, many different apps out there for getting access to news. But one of the really things I like about Smart News is, A, it's easy to use, it's pretty clean, and B, it makes sure the news is always really current. I've used some apps, and you'll run the app, and it'll be giving you news headlines from 3 days ago. Well, literally old news. I don't care. You know, that doesn't matter to me that it was 3 days ago. But one of the things I like about Smart News is it gives me access to current news. I can also get both local and national news on it. So Smart News is a really easy to use app and gives you great news headlines. So let's go ahead and take a look at it right now.
Smart News.
Okay, so here's Smart
One
News.
New item.
So we'll go into Smart News. And
Smart News. Up latest news has been retrieved.
Okay.
Update headlines.
Okay.
Button.
So latest news has been retrieved. Update headlines. So boom, it just went out just now and just got the latest news, which is really nice. It's just a way of quickly, you know, getting that latest news. And so the first thing I have here is a couple different categories of news that I want to see what I want to browse.
Search news. Profile. Button. Tab. Selected. Top. Selected. Coronavirus.
Okay.
Tab. 2 of 10.
Okay. So there's a whole section of news here devoted to coronavirus. If I want to read more about the COVID-19, there's a whole section of the app devoted to the news stories about that.
Election 2020. Tab. 3 of 10.
So this is all a section all about election coverage.
Fitchburg. Tab.
Okay.
4 of 10.
So Fitchburg, which is my local news. So I'm actually in Fitchburg, Wisconsin right now. And it knows that. So it's providing me local news. If I wanted to read local news, I would select that tab.
Entertain. Tab.
Lifestyle.
U.S. Politics.
U.S. News.
Politics. Sports.
Sports.
World. Biz.
Tech.
Tab. 10 of 14.
Okay, so let's go into technology. Let's look at some technology stories here. So I'm going to double tap on this tab. And it'll pull up some different technology headlines here.
Woman with Elon Musk's old phone number has been getting his calls for years.
Whoa. Okay. I wouldn't want to be here. Okay.
Possible text. Homo. John Krasinski's adorable YouTube series Some Good News is moving to CBS All Access.
Okay.
Roughly half of the Twitter accounts pushing to reopen America are bots. Researchers found,
okay.
Stop messing around and just build a car already mozzed up. Unproven strategies led the race for a COVID-19 vaccine.
Okay, so I'm just looking through these headlines here. If I found a headline I wanted.
Netflix is about to cancel thousands of accounts.
Okay.
How to make sure yours is safe.
That sounds like a good story to read, so we're going to double tap on that.
Netflix is about back
button.
Now, I will
say this. App gets its news stories from a variety of different sources and a variety of different internet things. So some of the times you'll find a news story that has a little bit of ads in it, and the ads can be a little bit annoying. You have to kind of go through them and flick through them and get past them a little bit. Some stories are cleaner than others. You never know quite exactly what you're going to expect when you get a news story. But again, I can go to
/ image. It's one of the most popular TV and film streaming services, but Netflix, Link, has announced that it's about to cancel hundreds of thousands of accounts.
Okay, so we could continue to read through this news story, but there's different commands we could issue to have VoiceOver just read through the whole story and different things. But just you get the idea that, you know, you can go through the news story here and just open up the story and start reading it. And when I'm back, I'm done, I can go back and just go back to the list of categories and choose another category, just another story. So it's a really nice app for quickly getting headlines. And quickly, you know, finding the news. Smart News does have what's called notifications. And notifications are things that pop up on your lock screen. So when you first open your phone or go to your phone, you'll get news headlines that'll pop up. Smart News tends to put a lot of them out there. That's the one thing I would say about the app that I'm not my biggest fan of, because, you know, sometimes I don't want to see the news headline. I mean, sometimes some of it's good. Some of it's breaking news. It's like, okay, this is good to know this is happening. I've actually got a couple different apps that are doing that right now. So I'll get, you know, a news headline from CNN, and they'll get the same news headline from Smart News. And it's like, okay, don't need the same headline, you know, 3 or 4 times. I really don't need that. So, but that is something you can adjust on your device. You can turn those off. And if I wanted to, I could go in and turn off notifications for Smart News or some of the different apps. But Smartly does have that ability to It's push notifications to your device so that when you open your phone, you see those devices right before you unlock your phone. You'll see those sometimes. And some people find it helpful, some people find it not helpful, and if you want to turn it completely off, it's certainly possible to turn that off. But just know that that is out there and that does exist. Some apps actually get really annoying with that, so you kind of have to just play with an app. I usually, when it asks for that, I usually give it permission and give it a week or two and say, hey, is this useful or is this not useful? And then if it's not useful, I turn it off and just say, okay, enough with you. You've had your trial period, you're done. So that's Smart News. Again, a free app that is
smart,
really easy to use and pretty accessible. So now let's talk about getting around and apps that help us navigate. There are a whole bunch of GPS apps that are created specifically for people who are blind or visually impaired out there. And I've played with some of them, and some of them definitely have some value and are useful and are, you know, some people find it really useful in certain situations, and, you know, I use them occasionally. But the app that I find most useful is a mainstream app called Google Maps. And Google Maps not only helps me find directions to where I'm going, it also helps me find information about what's around me when I get there or where I'm currently at. So Google Maps is not only an app that provides directions and gives you a great way to access things, it's also an app that gives you local business information. We'll take a look here to see what kind of categories we can do.
Google Maps.
Google Maps. We'll talk about old tunes here more in a bit, but Google Maps, we're going to go ahead and open this.
Google Maps. Signed in as Jim Denham.
Okay.
Query. Try gas stations.
Okay, so I could search.
ADMs.
So if I'm going to search for a particular category here, I could search here.
Voice search. Work. Button.
Okay.
Takeout. Button.
So it's giving me, okay, so it's first thing, it's giving me
actions
kind of places,
available.
Places I bet, saying, hey, do you want to go to work? Well, no, I really can't go to work right now because our office is closed. But if I wanted to, I could just click work here and it would start giving me directions to work, which is, you know, if there's places you go on a regular basis, you could set up those shortcuts, and that's really helpful and really useful. But I've also got takeout, and if I click takeout, it's going to show me stores, places nearby that provide takeout.
Delivery. Button.
So if I want to find restaurants that provide
actions
delivery,
available.
All I'd have to do is select this, and it would show me different places.
Gas. Button.
Nearby gas stations, that could be useful.
Actions available.
Groceries.
Button.
Okay. So let's see what grocery stores
actions
are nearby.
Available.
So let's go ahead and tap this. And
query. Grocery. Query.
Okay.
Groceries.
So
text field, clear search, filters, but sort by, open now,
okay, so
button.
So here's different filters, are they open now?
More filters, Namaste India Grocery Store,
okay.
Add, 3.9 stars,
okay.
51 reviews,
here's an Indian grocery
4
store.
Point pick and save,
okay, here's a pick
3.9
and save.
Stars, 268 reviews, 0.6 miles, grocery store.
Okay.
3010 Cahill, Maine.
Okay.
Open. Closes 11 p.m.
Okay, so that's really
button.
Useful information. That tells me that
actions
grocery store
available.
Is 0.6 miles away from me. It tells me it's open till 11 p.m. It gives me the star rating. And if I want to, I could select that grocery store, and I could get directions from my current location to that store. So once you find a business that's nearby you, you can use Google Maps to get you directions to that business. So Google Maps is a great way of getting directions and navigating and moving to certain locations. I'll often use Google Maps when I'm out in the car with my wife and she's driving and doesn't want to look at the GPS. I'll pull up a destination on Google Maps and I'll say, okay, you know, you need to turn left in, you know, 0.3 miles on such and such street, then turn right on such and such street in 1.2 miles. So I can kind of serve as kind of the backseat driver and be giving her the directions and telling her what to look for and different things. So it's a really, really good app for getting directions, getting business information, finding out, you know, if you want to read ratings of a particular, but you heard the stars here, if I wanted to see, you know, if people put reviews of a grocery store or reviews of a restaurant or reviews of a theater, you can find that in Google Maps as well. So it's a really good app for navigating and finding information.
Google.
And it is totally free, and obviously it's a Google product, so it's available on both iPhone, which I'm using it now, and it's also available on Android as well. So that's Google Maps. And the next app we'll talk about is kind of a combination of two different apps, Uber and Lyft. These are ride-sharing services. And I have personally used Uber. I have the Uber app on my phone. I've used Lyft occasionally. I find the app a little more tricky to use, but others may differ in that. That's just my personal opinion. Others say, hey, Lyft is really easy to use, and I really like Lyft. So it's really your own personal choice, whatever you choose to use. But the Uber app is very accessible, very easy to use, and it works really well. It's really simple. And the way it works is I pull up the Uber app, I put in where I'm going to go, and it tells me what's going to cost me to get from here to there. I specify my current location and make sure it knows where I'm currently at. Then it tells me, you know, what's going to cost me to get from here to there. There's a couple different types of service. There's, the UberX, which is the standard service. There's UberXL, which is if I'm going with five or six people, so if we need like a van or, more people, different things. And some cities have a couple of different types of Uber services. So I specify what service that I want. And then I request a ride. And they find a driver who's nearby, who's willing to stop by and pick me up and take me to that location. So it's a really, really easy way. And once I specify the ride, it tells me how far away that ride is. So once it finds it matches me to a driver, it tells me, hey, your driver is 7 minutes away, your driver is 6 minutes away. It gives me a running ETA. So I know that, hey, when the driver is 2 minutes away, I should probably go outside. And that's really useful, especially in the wintertime when it's really cold outside, to know how far a driver is away and how long I need to be waiting outside. And like I say, Lyft works in a very similar way. But let's take a look at the Uber app real quick here.
Uber.
Okay.
Uber. Menu. Button. Order Uber Eats. But where to? Button.
Okay, so we see the where to button. And you also heard order Uber Eats, which is their food delivery service. So you can use in a similar fashion. You can actually order food from local restaurants, and Uber drivers will go pick up that food and deliver it to you. So if you want to use a delivery service, Uber Eats works as well. They heard the where to button. So if I were to click this button, I would have a couple of different places that I've been recently. I could, choose one of those places, or I could type in a new address, and I could start the whole process here. Uber is obviously the app itself is free. There is a cost to get a ride, obviously. But the cost is pretty similar, I think, to taxis. And the service, 99.9% I've had really positive experiences with Uber. And the drivers are really friendly and really good. And the other thing, nice thing is you can communicate with your driver. So if you are in a place where there's a lot of, a lot of stuff going on, maybe a mall or an office building, and there's a lot of coming up, a couple different entrances or a couple different things, you can actually call your driver or text your driver. Once you're matched up with your driver, you can call and text and say, hey, I'm at the entrance that has such and such, or I'm at the south entrance, or, can tell them where you're at, and they can help find you. And that can be really useful as well. And occasionally drivers will contact you if they're trying to find you and they're lost or whatever. They'll contact you and say, hey, where exactly are you at? So that can be really helpful and really useful as well. When you are matched with a driver, you are told the driver's name, usually their first name, the type of car they're driving, the color of car. If you're blind or visually impaired, you might want to have somebody look out and say, I'm looking for a blue Toyota. So you can kind of tell them what you're looking for. So it's a great service. It's a really great way of getting around from point A to point B. If you need to get to a doctor's appointment or someplace you're not ordinarily comfortable taking public transportation to. And like I say, I find it just about the same price as cabs. It's a nice knowing how far away your driver is. I've used cabs many times and had cabs say, oh, I'm 10 minutes away, when really they're half an hour away. So this is actually uses GPS information to track that, so you actually know how far your vehicle is away. So that's really useful. And like I say, the app is very accessible and very usable with VoiceOver and TalkBack. So definitely give that a try if you're looking for a good rideshare service app.
Uber.
And so... the next kind of category of app we'll talk about is apps allow you to use your phone's camera to access information. So many phones have cameras built into them, and they allow you to access, you know, you can use different apps to access things that you can't see using that camera on the phone. So things like reading printed menus, and reading currency, identifying currency. So you can do lots of different things with these apps using your camera and having your camera identify things. And there's kind of two categories of these types of apps. The first category is kind of the automated apps that will allow you to, you know, use an automated service to identify whatever you're doing, if it's printed material or a currency or whatever you're looking at. And the second category of apps actually connects you to a live individual who can actually see what your phone is, what your phone camera is seeing, and can help you identify those kind of things. We'll talk about the first one. We'll talk about the automated apps. So the first category of app that we'll talk about is the app that uses the automated service. And there is one app for the iPhone / iPad, we'll talk about, called Seeing AI. And there's another app that does very similar things for Android called Lookout. So we'll talk about Seeing AI, and I'll show you Seeing AI, and then we'll talk about Lookout in just a bit and tell you the differences. So Seeing AI is a free app that's available from Microsoft. And it allows you to read printed materials. You can read currency. You can identify products. You can do a number of different things, and it works very well. So we're going to go ahead and use Siri to pull up Seeing AI here. Open Seeing AI.
Seeing AI. Menu. Button.
Okay, so it comes up. That's just a fun way of quickly launching apps. So Seeing AI has what we call channels, and channels are simply different modes for reading different types of materials. So the first channel we're in is called short text. And when it's in short text mode, anything that the camera sees, any printed material the camera sees, it will immediately start to read. So I've got a magazine over here.
Channel. Short text.
So I'm going to just
adjustable.
Hold the camera over this magazine and see what we hear.
By switching. Dot. Fit up it. Woe join the program. 14. I'd save an average of 3. Fitchburg. Sit at 0.1 up it. The.
Okay. Chuna. So it's reading random pieces of information.
14 edge.
So it's reading random pieces of information there. And this page probably has lots of different columns and text boxes and stuff going on. If I really wanted to hear the full page, I would go to
Document.
And Document takes a picture of the entire page and then basically tries to, you know, sort out if there's columns, if there's text boxes, and reads the page from top to bottom. But the short text can be really useful if you're just trying to see something really quick, if something has printed material on it, or if just kind of get an idea of what it says briefly. For example, if you're bringing in your mail and you want to just kind of know, you know, is this junk mail? Is this to me? Is this to my family member or whatever? You can, you know, kind of wave the short text over that and kind of get an idea of what's out there in terms of printed material. And if you want to read an entire, if you open the letter and you want to read the whole page, then maybe you switch to the full page channel.
Product.
So it's product, which looks for a barcode. And then we've also got
channel, product, adjustable, person. Currency.
So currency, we can hold a piece of currency up to the phone.
20 U.S. dollar. 20 U.S.
So 20 U.S. dollars.
Dollars.
I've got 20 bucks. Cool. Stick that in my desk drawer so I don't lose it. So the currency is really useful. You heard person. Well, person is kind of a fun party trick. It allows you to hold the phone up to someone and take their picture, and it tells you if the person thinks the person is male or female, tells you the person's looking kind of, you know, if they're looking happy or neutral or sad. It also tells you the approximate age of the person, which can get you in real trouble if you're not careful with it. So you need to be a little careful with that one, but it's kind of a fun, it's just, you know, a fun thing to try and see what it thinks the person looks like and different things. So it's kind of a fun little part. Not really a useful thing. You're not going to walk to a room and start aiming your phone at people and trying to figure out who they are by taking their pic. You know, that's probably not something you're going to be doing, but this is just kind of a fun little thing that Microsoft put in here. So this is Seeing AI. It's available on the iPhone only. It's available for free. Anybody can download it. And so it works really well. And really useful app. So the similar app on Android is called Lookout. It's actually made by Google. And Lookout will identify text, will read text. If you hold it in front of the text in front of the phone, it will read that text. You can identify currency. It will also identify objects. So if you're in a room and you aim at a couch, it will say couch or sofa or something like that. Painting or other different things. That is a really kind of a cool app if you're using Android, if you want to do some text recognition and read some different things. And by the way, there's a couple different other apps out there that do a lot of these similar things. These are just two that I'm mentioning today. But there are other apps out there that do text recognition. So if you want to try out all the different ones, there are a number of different apps out there. So, you know, Lookout on the Android side, it is free, and it is available from Google. I know it runs on phones made by Google. I'm not sure if it runs on other phones yet. I know they're working to do that, but I'm not quite. And that's the weird part about Android is certain apps run on certain phones, but they don't run on other phones, and it can get a little tricky sometimes. But if you are an Android user and you're looking for Lookout, you may want to see if it's available for your particular model of phone. So, those are kind of the automated apps that kind of use automated services to recognize different things. The other category of apps is apps that allow you to connect live to a human being. And there are two main apps that are out there for doing this. The first one is called Be My Eyes. And Be My Eyes allows you to connect to a volunteer. And Be My Eyes is available for both Android and iPhone. So Be My Eyes allows you to connect to a volunteer. They've got thousands of volunteers all around the world that allow you to, you can connect with them and you can say, do these shoes match? Or you can ask, what color is this? Or you can find all sorts of different information from a volunteer. These are volunteers, though, so I would be a little cautious of what information you're revealing to them. You don't want to show them a credit card statement. They're under, no obligation now to take that and put it on the internet. And, you never know what kind of stuff is going to happen with that. Be My Eyes also allows you to connect to other services. There's different services you can connect to. For example, you can connect directly to the Microsoft Disability Support Center. And that can be helpful if you're trying to, diagnose a problem with Microsoft product. You can connect to the folks with Google Disability Answer Desk. That can be useful as well. I think there's also some skincare products you can connect to and get answers from people. Make if you're using makeup or different skincare products, you can get some ideas from them on what products might work best or what looks good, what doesn't look good. So Be My Eyes is a really powerful app. Relies a lot on volunteers, but it is a really, it's a great way to connect live to a human being. The other app that allows you to do this is an app called Aira. That's spelled A-I-R-A. and Aira allows you to connect to what's called a trained agent. The agent can then see on your phone what's happening. So you can be, if you're sorting through paperwork, if you're navigating outdoors, you can perform all sorts of different tasks, and the agent can help you perform those different. So if you're at a soda machine and there's a bunch of different buttons there and you're not sure what button is for Diet Coke, you can call an Aira agent and point your phone at the machine and they can help you find, what button is for the product that you're looking for. Aira is an interesting way that they charge. The first 5 minutes of every call is totally free. If you go beyond those 5 minutes, then you have to have what's called a plan, a monthly plan, and they kind of use minutes. So if you make a 10-minute call, your first 5 minutes are free, and then you're going to use 5 minutes of your plan. So you can buy a certain number of minutes per month and use those minutes to connect with these agents. So their pricing plans are out there on the web if you want to check those out. But IRAs, the agents are really good, really professional, and are very helpful and allow you to connect, you know, do lots of different tasks and work really well. And so and many of the tasks that you're going to perform are less than 5 minutes. If you're just looking at something really quickly, or, you know, for example, I got a new phone here in the office a couple months ago. It's got lots of different buttons, and I have no clue what the different buttons are. So I called an IRA agent and pointed the phone pointed the camera of my phone at this business phone and said, can you help me figure out what buttons are where? And they were able to help me figure out, you know, here's where the mute button is, here's where the hold button is, here's where the speakerphone button is. And that took about 3 minutes to do, and so that call was completely free. So just know that service is out there. Again, the handle will list more about IRA, and you can go to their website and learn more about their service that they offer. But it is a really powerful app for connecting to a trained agent who can assist you with visual tasks. Like I said, the first 5 minutes are free, so if you just want to check it out and try it out for yourself and see how it works, you can make some quick short calls and get an idea of how the service works. Let me demonstrate the IRA app real quick here.
Be my IRA. Let's go
ahead and just kind of show you. I'm not actually going to make a call.
IRA.
Let's go.
Loading. Invite. Button. Apply a free access offer. Button.
So there are free access offers. There's places you can go where you don't use any minutes at all if you're in certain shops, certain stores, airports, different things.
Call IRA for free.
Okay.
From phone.
So if I were to double tap that button, I would actually call an IRA agent, and it would connect me to a live agent who would start looking through my camera and could see what's going on. So that is available and it's out there. So those are kind of the visual assistance tasks apps that are out there that allow you to access information using your phone's camera. And there are others out there, but those are kind of the main ones that that I use personally, and I find very easy to use. Again, if you find an app that does similar things and it works better for you, hey, go ahead and use it. That's great. Your tool works for you. That's what's important. Another great use for an iPhone is for quickly jotting down memos and other pieces of information. You know, if you're walking down the street and you meet a friend, and the friend says, hey, there's going to be a great party tomorrow night. It's going to be at 337 Main Street, and you know, you should show up at 7 o'clock and whatever. You know, how do you, as a person who's blind or visually impaired, you know, write that information down? So, you know, obviously you could pull out a slight stylus if you're a Braille user, or pull out your piece of paper and write in large print if you use large print. But it's also really easy sometimes to just take an audio memo and kind of record something. And there's a great app for doing that, and that app is called Just Press Record. And this app is available for both Android and for iPhone. It does cost $5. This is one of the only apps that we're talking about today. It's got a little bit of a price to it, but it's a one-time fee. Once you buy it for that $5, you own the app and it's yours. And so, but it's a really simple and easy to use kind of voice recorder. So you can record a voice memo, you know, take down the information that you need, and it saves it. And it saves it to the cloud. So if you're on an iPhone, it will save it to iCloud. Android, you can save it to a couple other different places. But it backs it up, so it's not just saved on your phone, which is really nice. Because if you lose your phone, your memos are still there, which is really a nice feature. So I'm not actually going to make a recording because that tends to mess up the connection we've got here.
Actions available. Hourly news. Just press record.
I'm going to just press record here. You can see.
Welcome to just press record. You can use a two-finger double tap to start and stop recording at any time.
Okay.
So you record button.
So there's a record button. So you can see this is really simple and really easy to use. If I just double tap right there, it's just going to start recording. Boom, I'm recording. I can say what I want to remember. And it stops recording, and boom, the recording is saved. And I've got my information. So this is a really easy way, if you don't mind taking notes via voice recording. This is a really good app for quickly jotting things down and getting the information that you need. It's really helpful and really useful and an easy app to use. And again, it's a tool. You're out and about, you want to just quickly save some information. It's a great way of just preserving the information. And then when you get home, you can write it out or put it in your computer or do what you need to do with it. But this is a great way of quickly grabbing that information and saving it and into an audio format. So the microphone works really well, actually. And so if you're in a crowded or noisy place, as long as you're speaking fairly close to your phone, it's going to pick you up. And you can use it for lots of different tasks. And it's got a lot of recording time as well. So if you need to record a full class lecture or a meeting or something like that, you can do that. And it works well for that as well. So that's Just Press Record. It costs $5. And it's available for both Android and Apple. Another app that we want to take a look at is apps for listening to radio stations. And this is kind of a fun hobby that I like to do. There are many radio stations around the world that stream on the internet. And there are certain websites you can go to listen to certain stations and different things. But there's a great app for the iPhone called OO Tunes, and it's spelled OO and then just Tunes. And OO Tunes allows you to stream radio stations from around the world and listen to those stations and save certain stations as favorites, and it works really well. So let's go ahead and take a look at it real quick right now.
OO Tunes. Okay. OO Tunes. Help and suggestions.
Okay, so I can
button.
Go through here.
Home. Heading. Now playing. Button. Stations.
Okay, so this station, button. I can browse stations. I can browse stations.
Actions
by
available.
A number of different ways. I can browse by location, be the states in the United States, or I can browse by country. So I'm looking for stations from, Egypt, or from Greece, or from stations from Germany, or I think there's just 100 some different countries that are listed here. And so if you want to listen to stations in those different countries, you can find the stations that are streaming from those different countries. And that can be just really fun. You can also search for stations. So if you know the call sign of a station, you can search for a station. You can also browse stations by genre. So if you want to listen to jazz or classic rock or oldies or talk or news or comedy, or there's just tons of different categories you can choose from, and you can find stations that way as well. So there's a great way of kind of browsing for stations and a number of different ways you can search for stations on here. But then when you find a station you want, you kind of want to say, hey, I might want to listen to this again later on. So then you say what's called the favorites.
Favorites.
Okay. So you go to favorites here.
Favorites.
So these are my
101.5 FM, WIBA FM, 101.5 FM.
Okay, so this is WIBA FM. It's a station here in Madison. And, a lot of times I've got my phone with me, but maybe I'm not near a radio. I just want to say, hey, what's going on WIBA right now? They play some different great music and different shows sometimes. And so I just say this is a state as a local favorite because, hey, I'm near my phone, I'm not near a radio, I want to just see what's going on. So that's saved as a favorite.
92.1 FM Rewind, 92.1, 98.5 FM, The Sports Hub, Flash, okay. Boston's new home for sports.
So this is a Boston station,
Boston, Massachusetts,
earlier, that I 64, used to live in
Boston, WBZ,
allows me to keep in contact with radio stations in Boston, kind of hear what's going on. This is a Boston sports station, so it's always interesting to hear what the Boston sports people are talking about. So if I want to play this station, I'm just going to double tap it real quick.
90. Back button.
Come up and start playing.
Figured out by process of elimination. And like we said about Bill Daly, sort of making a 180 between last week's tone of his comments to this week. Okay. Maybe the NHL is really in the scenes and they're doing.
So there's a Boston sports talk radio station. Surprised they're not talking about Tom Brady. Usually they're talking about Tom Brady on his Boston sports station. It's they've lost Tom Brady, so they've been talking about that a lot lately. But this one happened to be something about the NHL. But you can see, you just quickly tune into those stations and just quickly get that station. And that's a radio station that's being broadcast in Boston. So, and I've got other stations on here, you know, from all around of the different parts of the country. And it's a really kind of a fun thing to kind of just check out different stations from different cities around the country, or different countries around the world, and kind of see that if music that they're playing or different talk shows that they have or different programming that they have, you can waste a lot of time with this app, and getting a lot of different things, here. But it's a really fun app, to play with, and it's very clean user interface, and I think pretty easy to use. It does cost $4.99. Again, that's a one-time purchase, so once you pay the $4.99, it's yours, and you can use it for as long as you want on your phone. So that is, Tunes does cost $4.99. Now, there's another app for Android that does very similar things, called MyTuner Radio. And I think there's a free version of MyTuner Radio and a paid version of MyTuner Radio. I believe the free version, you might get some ads that pop up on the screen, and the paid version, it doesn't have those ads. And I think the paid version, I think, is $4, but don't quote me on that off the top of my head. It might be slightly different, but I want to say it's $4. But it's called MyTuner Radio. It does very similar things. It allows you to browse different radio stations and listen to different radio stations around the country and around the world. It's also very accessible and very easy to use. So I'd recommend, if you're on Android, you want to listen to radio stations. That's another really good app for performing that kind of stuff, listening to different radio stations and finding different things. So the final app I want to talk about today is one that's pretty brand new, and it just came out a couple weeks ago, and I just started playing with it. I said, you know what, I really need to include this in this session. And this is an app called Spectrum Access. And currently Spectrum Access is only available for iPhone/iPad. They have publicly stated they plan to have an Android version out at some point, so they do have that on the horizon, and that there will be an Android version of this app. But right now, it's only available for iPhone, and it is free. And what Spectrum Access does is give you access to audio description content, audio described content. So Spectrum Access, you know, Spectrum being the cable company, but you don't have to be a Charter Spectrum user to access this app and to use this app. And the app is totally free, so anyone can use this app. And you just download it, and you can start using it. And the way it works is you run the app, and you find a movie title that you want, and you download the audio description or closed caption track for that particular movie. And then you have to sync that content with the actual movie itself. So, for example, if I want to watch a movie that with audio description, I could download the content into my app, and then I could stream that movie on Netflix or from, you know, iTunes Movies, or maybe it's movies available on cable or on Charter Spectrum. Maybe it's one of the movies that's in the on-demand section of Charter Spectrum, and I can start watching that movie, and the audio track will sync up. So it uses your phone's microphone to kind of sync up and listen to the movie that's coming from your TV or wherever you're playing the movie, and then it syncs up the audio description track and then starts playing the audio description track in the background. So you can use a headphone or whatever you want and listen to the audio description track or watch the closed caption track visually, and you can get that access to that movie. So, and then the movie will continue playing in the background on your TV, and you can listen to the audio description on your phone. So I'll go ahead and go into the app here real quick.
Spectrum Access.
Okay, so we'll go to Spectrum Access here. And
Spectrum Access. Browse.
So we've got
heading.
We're on the browse screen right now. We can go through a variety of different movies that we want to check out here. I'm going to move by headings, see what categories are available.
My downloads.
Okay.
heading. Comedy. Heading.
Comedy.
Romance.
Romance.
Heading. Drama.
Drama.
Heading. Action. Heading.
Right, so let's look at the action movies here. So let's go through here.
Dread. Button.
Dread.
Alex Cross. American Ultra. Button.
Ultra.
Angel Has Fallen. American Assassin. Button.
Okay, so we've got all sorts of different movies here we can look at.
Button. Elysium. Button. John Wick. Chapter 2. Button.
Okay. So if we wanted to, let's say we wanted to play this particular movie, we double tap on this movie. And
release 2017. Rating R. Runtime 122 minutes.
Okay,
heading.
Brief description of the movie here.
After returning to the criminal underworld to repay a debt, John Wick discovers that a large bounty has been put on his life.
Okay, so it gives us a little description of the movie, and then we go to
download audio description only. Button.
Okay, so if we want to download the audio description only, we've also got
download closed captioning. Button.
Okay, so download closed captioning. So we could download either one of those tracks, and we would download that track to the phone, and then we would start playing the movie on whatever service we have it available on, and then we'd call it a sync button, and it would sync the audio description track to the audio of the movie, or the closed captioning track to the audio of the movie, and we could use our phone to listen to audio described content. So it really is a neat app. Like I say, it doesn't require you to be a Charter Spectrum member to use. It is a free app, and you know, you can get your movies from anywhere. And there's like, I think right now about 350 or 400 movies out here right now, and they're constantly adding new titles. So just a really neat way of accessing audio described content. So that is a quick run through of a whole bunch of different apps. Do we have any questions?
Yeah, we have one question, Jim. Someone is asking if there are recommendations for an app to read cans.
An app to read cans. That is a really good question. And that is a really tricky thing as well, because cans are curved. And it can be really tricky to read that curved surface. Seeing AI does have one of its recommended is a barcode, is a product. One of the channels is product, and you can hold your camera near the barcode of a can, and it will kind of make beeping sounds as it identifies the different parts of the barcode. Once it gets the barcode, it'll beep really fast, and then it will identify that product and tell you what the product is. So that's one way to do it. The other way is to use the short text feature and try and just turn your can and kind of hold it steady and try and get what text you can. Something else I've heard people do is actually peel the label off the can and lay it flat. If a can, like a soup can, has a label, you actually peel the label off the can and lay it flat, and that way it scans much better that way. So that is another thing that can be done to read a can. So I'm going to go ahead and unmute everybody here and just see if there's any additional questions anybody has with audio questions.
Hold on.
Jim?
So we've now unmuted everybody. Any other questions?
Jim?
Yes.
This is Randy Schaefer.
Hi, Randy.
I have two or three questions.
Sure.
Number one, those app charges, are they a one-time charge? They aren't monthly.
Yes, for most of these apps, it's a one-time charge. It is an app charge. You pay the app charge monthly. So you pay the app once, and you buy the app, and then you have the app.
Okay. The other thing is, how much do you apps draw down on your battery when you're using them?
How much apps run down your battery when you're using them? Well, it really depends upon what the app does. Apps are using the camera. Are going to take a little bit more. Apps that are using GPS, like Google Maps, are going to take a little bit more battery information. But generally, those apps, current iPhones, you're going to get a lot of battery life. You're generally going to get, I charge mine up, and I get two or three days on my phone. And I'm using my phone quite a bit.
Okay. the newer phones probably have so much memory, you don't have to worry about slowing down your phone with too many apps, do you?
No, like, a lot of the newer phones have a lot of memory on them. A lot of the phones have a lot of memory on them, and you can, you know, download apps. The thing that really takes about memory in phones is if you start taking lots of videos or pictures, or if you're using, you know, Bard mobile, you know, the talking books do take up a little bit of space. So you kind of have to worry about space and that's concerned. You know, generally these phones these days are, you know, 64 gigs or whatever, and there's a lot of stuff you can actually store in the cloud as well. So the cloud will help you reduce storage as well. So definitely that storage is not a big of a deal as it used to be when talking about iPhones. It's just really hard to fill unless you're taking lots of video or saving hundreds of pictures or doing things like that. It's generally really hard to fill up a phone these days.
That Spectrum app, that could be used on an Apple tablet too. Right?
Yes, it can. Yes, it can be used on an iPad. Yes.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Very informative.
Thanks. Any other questions?
I do.
Sure.
How do I get access to that Bard Mobile? I have never used any type of audiobooks, and now I'm interested.
Okay. So what you would do to use Bard Mobile is you would contact the Wisconsin Braille and Talking Book Library. Are you in Wisconsin?
Hold on.
Yep.
Okay.
Hold on.
So you would contact the Wisconsin Braille and Talking Book Library, and you'd get registered for services, and there's an application you need to fill out and to certify that you are blind or visually impaired. And then once you get set up with the service, they can issue you a username and password, and your username is usually generally just your email address, and then they assign you a password, and you get on the website, and you can get that set up. But once you have the Bard service set up, then you can download the app onto your phone, and you can listen to books that way. So it's just a matter of signing up for the service, and once you're signed up, letting them know you want to use Bard Mobile, and they'll get your username and password.
Okay.
Great. Thank you.
And Jim, someone's asking also about the confirming that you said that you'd be sending out notes about all the apps that you talked about today, and you'll be emailing those notes out.
Okay.
Yes, I will be emailing a document to everyone. One of the reasons I wanted to collect everyone's email address is not to send you the Zoom information, but also I will be sending you a document that lists all the names of the apps that we talked about today, along with links to the apps, to the App Store and the Google Play Store. So if you want to get the link, it'll also list the price of the apps if there's a price associated, and a short description as well. So first of all, I just want to take a second to thank my colleague, Kathleen. Kathleen has been the person reading the questions that have been put into the chat box. So Kathleen, thank you very much for doing that. Really appreciate all of your assistance in helping to put this workshop together. So thank you. Also want to thank all of you for taking the time to attend. Really appreciate you signing up and really appreciate you coming to the class today. So thank you very much. Again, I will remind you of the Council's website and contact information. Our website is wcblind.org. So if you want to learn what we're up to in the coming months, get any updates, you can always check us out, sign up for our newsletters, those type of things. If you want to give us a call, our phone number is 608-255-1166. That's 608-255-1166. So again, thank you very much, and we hope you are all staying safe and staying healthy during these difficult times. Take care and have a great day.